illustrates the sort of case that, in fact, we are still seeing not uncommonly, was a woman who had a total abdominal hysterectomy and a bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy in 94. She had a subsequent laparotomy because of progressive disease and was found to be inoperable. She had 6 months chemotherapy, state-of-the-art in the Royal Marsden chemotherapy at that point in time, with no documented response. So she had obvious visible disease on CT imaging, but no response. And as a lot of patients nowadays will do, she looked at the internet to find out some information about this condition, syndromic zone of peritonea, and she found that she could go to Washington, but of course the Washington Hospital Center would want $100,000 up front. So Paul Sugarbaker said maybe she should try that unit in Basingstoke, so very experienced with the condition, they'd done one case. So.